League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant at the G, Joe and George.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Ty France is bullying the athlete. How does he keep doing this? By the way, the Mariners DFA'd this guy earlier this year.
He's just an Astros killer.
Reds lead the Astros 1-0, bottom of the seventh inning, with a runner on second base and no outs.
I mean, good for Hunter Brown. Another good start for him. But, my gosh, like, they can't. Ooh, that was a nice play. Jerry Pena, looking like a real athlete out there, Paul.
He's a fast guy.
Still.
Jeremy Pena made a nice play, but was slightly too slow getting to the bag on second base today to get a double play.
I thought it was going to be a crazy play, but...
Yeah, because I heard a bunch of cheering out there.
No, right? Oh, that was us two.
Oh,
that
okay.
Was B-Mac and I. I thought it was going to be a single up the middle, scoring another run. Payne is there. Couldn't beat him to the back.
How did Ty France... I'm still trying to figure this out. I'm actually texting the line in Seattle, that my people that I used to work with in Seattle. Why did they get rid of Ty France?
I don't know.
How is he not an Astro? Why can't he play first
base?
Great
point. I saw Jeremy just tweet that out. It's a great point.
It's one of those where I'm 100% with Jeremy on. Can we ask why this guy who's a first baseman, Astros need a first baseman. Why is he not on the Astros?
And he kills the Astros. I mean, this is one of those moments where you actually want Bill O'Brien to be your GM. You want somebody who's just going to sign every single person that's done well against you.
I mean, he hit .223 with the Mariners this year in 88 games. He had 8 home runs, 30 RBIs. Like, not a good season. But he's hitting .303 with the Reds, with 3 home runs already in 30 games. Like, he is a much – he's like – it's like he turned back the clock to 2022 all of a sudden. Just like – and now he's doing massive damage against the Astros. It never makes sense. The Astros always have these weird – they have a couple weird things. Ty France is one. Rookie pitchers. We saw that in the first game of this series. That for some reason that when they don't have a book on a guy, they have no answers. And then guys who used to be Astros.
Mm-hmm.
You would see like Aledmys Diaz or Abraham Toro have really good success against the team, even though they're not good players. Like, there's just like these weird Astros quirks they have.
And another one is they might not beat the Reds again. And if they don't beat them again, they're not playing them the rest of the year. They'll have to wait until 2025 to beat the Reds for the first time since 2016. And I get it, interleague play has changed where you actually play every single team in baseball these days, but it is a pretty random and yet fun, I guess not so fun. So not so fun, rando fact about the Astros. They have not beaten the Cincinnati Reds since their 2 World Series and 7 straight ALCS.
And right now, it looks like we'll be waiting until 2025.
Yeah, it does look like that.
I wonder how far we have to wait until 2025. Let's see if we can find them. I just want this. I do like you. That's one of the reasons why, though, I like the new schedule. Mm-hmm. Like, not because of, like, this weird quirk of what the Astros struggling versus the Reds, but I like the fact that you're going to see every single team every single year, and like it's going to rotate back and forth. I do. You know, the Astros took advantage for so long of the division being so bad, but as this year has proven, it doesn't matter if you lop off 6 games versus each of those teams. So I like that you're going to play, you know, Cincinnati. In Cincinnati every other year, and you're going to do play all these National League teams. It's just different. Like, it's a better way to do the schedule, I think. So I like it.
Okay. We said this going into the segment. Let's get away from talking about Ty France beating us and how the Houston Astros can't beat France, because that's annoying, especially given everybody in the world since the 1850s has been just running up victories on France. Give me a spicy Houston Texans take, Joe. for 2024, a la DJ Bien-Aimé, who said yesterday that he sees one, Derek Stingley potentially having 10 interceptions, and two, Tank Dell being the Texans' number one wide receiver by the end of the year.
Nico Collins will finish fourth in receiving touchdowns.
What a specific take.
Just say top five.
No.
I like fourth. No, I like this.
Okay.
He's locking himself in.
Do you?
Because.
Be you.
No, so think about this way. So, no. Fourth for the Texans.
Oh. Okay. I was going to say, like, that's a random one.
I think that's even spicier.
So he's going to be the new Andre Johnson.
It's going to go Tank Dell, Diggs, Schultz, Nico Collins.
I hope it works out that way because I got stuck with Dalton Schultz. I mean, I had to draft Dalton Schultz as my tight end.
Had
in
the
my
opportunity
fantasy
draft. To draft Dalton.
Yeah, he was the last tight end by a team without a tight end taken.
Yeah, so I think Nico will have a good year.
Okay.
But I just don't, in the red zone, I don't see the targets going to be there. So I think the touchdown numbers are going to dwindle a little
Interesting.
Bit. I like Schultz this year a little bit.
It would be very Andre Johnson.
Yes.
Diggs is very good at getting open in quick space. Tank Dell is very good at finding space, just to keep him away from in between the hashes so he doesn't
from blocking.
Break his leg again.
Yeah, let's avoid that at all costs.
Yeah, he said it's been a rough past year for his legs, given he got shot. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, Bobby Slowick was like, you know what? Let's put a guy who's smaller than Paul Gallant in between the hashes.
Have him block
on the goal line.
It does seem like in the preseason games that he was off the field. When there was two tight ends, two wide receivers. So hopefully that's just the new strategy for the Houston Texans
we'll see.
This season.
He does. I mean, look, the two plays against the Steelers in the preseason. He looks back. He looks totally fine.
I actually think he's a good red zone wide receiver because of the chemistry and short area burst that he has. It's just he got hurt
blocking
in the red zone last year. So it's tough to be like, I'm super excited every time he's in there inside the five.
Yeah, but Nico Collins has finished fourth on the Houston Texans in receiving touchdowns.
I like that.
Spicy take.
I think that might be spicier than saying he's going to finish fourth in the NFL.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Here is my spicy take. I think that Kamari Lassiter is going to be in the Defensive Rookie of the Year conversation.
Ooh. I love this.
Now, here's why I say this. Here's why I say this. The pass rush for the Texans, on paper, it's really good. The Texans' offense, we think, has the capability to score a lot of points. So teams are going to be throwing on them a lot. And you would think that teams know by now that you should throw away from Derek Stingley. Or you should be careful around Derek Stingley. Let's go after the rookie cornerback. All we have heard about Kamari Lassiter, all training camp, by any teammate that has been asked about him, is how ready he is. Also, on top of all of that, if you've been out there, you've seen him looking pretty good. Last time we saw him out against somebody who was not a Houston Texan, it was Cooper Kupp, and he held his own. I think Kamari Lassiter has the potential to get a lot of interceptions this year.
Mm-hmm.
If we talk about 5-6 interceptions or something like that, I think he's going to be in that conversation, and I think there is potential for that just given who's across from him. And on top of that, the Texans pass rush and the fact that they're going to be in a lot of shootouts.
I like this one, Paul, because part of it what helps you is what happened in the draft, is that there wasn't the top guys taken.
I looked at the odds.
That's exactly the key part. That's what makes this really good. Normally you think, whatever first round pass rusher
Aiden Hutchinson or something like that, right?
Yes, and I think I who's the top? Was it Dallas Turner at like 15? Or no, it was Latu.
It was Latu for the Colts.
Latu, yeah. So
and Will Anderson won it last year, and it's not like Will Anderson did that much. It's, what, 7 sacks?
Yeah, he was up there. Jared Verse from the Rams. Braden Fisk from the Rams, whose name I just remembered. That's a callback from 2 segments ago where I forgot his name. Yeah, no, Paul, I really like this.
What would you wager on it?
The odds are probably great.
Yeah, I'm still going to try to find them.
Yeah, that's definitely a you have to hit see more on the kiosk.
While I look up those odds, Sean, it is time. You got to give us a spicy Houston Texans take. Joe's spicy Houston Texans take is that Nico Collins is going to be fourth in receiving touchdowns for the year, which I like. Mine is Kamari Lassiter is going to be in the rookie of the year conversation, which is honestly kind of soft. Joe's is concrete. It's fourth. I'm saying like he's going to be in the conversation.
Oh, in the conversation.
Should I ramp it up?
Top three ballot finish?
Screw it. I'll just do it. I'll just do it. You can just cut this and put it in.
Yeah, no. Everyone be quiet. And like, three, two.
Kamari Lassiter is going to be the defensive rookie of the year in 2024.
Whoa. At plus 6,000 odds.
I like that. That makes me want it even more.
Yes.
That's good.
Let's go.
That's pretty good.
And all we need is Sam, the social media savant. We just need her to put that part in front of all the informative.
All the hemming and hawing.
Yeah,
whatever. And then, we'll just flip it.
And then I'm just going to dab for the camera.
There we go.
Boom.
That'll definitely get used.
Sean, give me a piping, hot, spicy Houston Texans take for 2024.
CJ Stroud is going to be the NFL leader in passing touchdowns by far.
Whoa, by far?
By far.
What's by far?
I'll say he'll win it by five.
Five?
Okay. Five touchdowns. I think that with this offense, and I say this offense, not just this receivers, with this entire offense, there's a chance for him to throw 40 touchdowns this year. When you take into account, they're going to be in a lot of games against good teams. They're going to be in a lot of shootouts, you imagine. Kind of need Kamari Lassiter to maybe struggle a little bit so the other teams score enough to get this. The leader last year in touchdowns was Dak Prescott with 36. So that's why I think if he gets a 40, there's a good chance that he leads it by a good amount. We all know about the receivers. We all know about Dalton Schultz. And a key part of this, when you get into the red zone, are we sure this offensive line can block it up well enough for Damian Pierce or for Joe Mixon to end up in the end zone? I'm not sure if I believe in the Texans running game. I don't know how many rushing touchdowns there. This is basically a CJ Stroud will be a touchdown vulture for the Texans running backs. They're going to have very few running touchdowns. I think they're going to have more 1-2 yard passing touchdowns.
All right. I like this one too. I think these are good spicy takes. I think they're spicier than DJ's. And DJ's was pretty good.
DJ's was good.
DJ's was very good.
Ten interceptions. I'm a little jealous of DJ's.
Yeah.
I'm looking on mybookie.ag.
Oh, did they have a touchdown?
For passing touchdowns leader. And I will get that for you on the other
side. I know his less or more on Prize Picks is 28.5. I'm on the more on that.
Okay. I'd take over on that too. Yeah. All right. Some spicy, piping hot Texans takes for you. Let's continue really quickly picking divisions. NFC East time.
This is a hard one.
The Eagles are -127 to win. Minus? I'm shocked by that.
I'm surprised by the minus. So if I was actually betting this, I would bet on the Cowboys.
Okay.
But there hasn't been a repeat winner in the NFC East in, 17 years? Something like that?
Yeah.
So just based on that, I'm going to go Eagles.
You're going to go Eagles.
Sean, did you bet on the Commanders before we left Lake Charles?
I sure did.
Go. Okay.
I was going to say, this is going to be the biggest the biggest long shot that we take.
Commanders per mybookie.ag are +910 to win the NFC East.
Yes, I think I have them in real life at +900.
Okay.
From LaBerge Lake Charles. Yeah, I believe in the Commanders. I also don't believe in the Eagles and Cowboys. I think they're both the Eagles full-on quit on their coach. Full stop, they quit on their coach last year. And they brought him back.
Yeah.
They had the article about how the coach, who's an offensive-minded head coach, and the quarterback cannot be in meetings by themselves together. There has to be a third person in the room every time they're together.
Not a great sign.
Not a great sign. And the fact that third person is going to be Kellen Moore, I don't know. That doesn't strike fear in my heart on fading the Eagles. I mean, we all know about the Cowboys offseason. I think it's fair to have questions about them. I think this is a situation where the Commanders can be a 10-7 team, 9-8 maybe, and win this division. And they just need to be decent on defense. That's really it. Be decent on defense with Dan Quinn, getting some free agent acquisitions that they made that are just NFL quality players. This is very Texans of last year, where you're depending on the number two pick at quarterback to really hit with Terry McLaurin, a really good receiver, and Brian Robinson, decent running back. I like what I've seen so far out of Robinson ever since he got shot and has been able to play in the NFL now. I think that the Commanders have a real chance to be this year's Texans.
I like that. That is spicier.
All right.
That is probably the spiciest thing this segment. You picked someone who's plus 6,000.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Are you going to take the Cowboys?
I'm taking the Cowboys.
How about them, Cowboys?
Here's how I'm looking at this. And we'll have a segment of Playing with the Boys where I'm going to feel terrible about making that pick when I do it. The vibes are not great in Dallas, but are they ever great? I mean, it always feels like there's so many distractions that are around the team that you forget that, yeah, they got smoked by the Packers. It was an embarrassing performance. No doubt about it. At least show up. But that very same Packers team almost beat the 49ers, who represented the NFC in the Super Bowl, and those 49ers almost beat the Chiefs. Now, anything can happen in the NFL, right? But if the Cowboys had a better score in that loss to the Packers, I think we'd be talking about them in a totally different way. I don't think we'd be thinking they needed to make that many additions. Like, the running back situation is really the one that you look at. Zeke did play well for New England last year, for what it's worth. But I think Dallas is the best team in the division. I think they're the best. I understand that some people like Philly, but I totally agree with what Sean said. They quit on their coach last year, and Kellen Moore and his gaping mouth, like, that's going to fix this? Sure.
And a running back, too. Kellen Moore and Saquon Barkley.
Cowboys fans are happy Kellen Moore's on the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, ask any diehard Cowboys fan who is generally not as arrogant as they're always made out to be. So I'm taking the Cowboys to win the NFC East at plus one. Wait, hang on. That's the
160.
Eagles. Plus 160. There you go.
All right. So we all have different teams in the NFC.
I like that. That's the first time that we've all disagreed.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job,
Shocker.
By us.
Right. Shocker. No one else was on Commander's Island with me.
No one else was on Giants Island either. We all watched Daniel
no,
Jones.
No, no.
Holy crap.
I've been mentally keeping a track of all the teams that we don't even say their names in these divisions. And the Commander or the Giants joined the Cardinals in that group of teams that didn't even get a cursory mention.
But at least the Cardinals were...
They were feisty last year.
Frisky last year. Frisky. I mean, that game against the Texans was pretty close. Honestly, I'm insulted that the Patriots are plus 2,500 and the Giants are plus 2,000.
That's egregious.
Like the Giants suck. They are. They look awful. I think Brian Daboll is kind of screwed here. I don't think he's as bad of a coach as last year. I think he got so much out of Daniel Jones that the Giants said, let's keep him. What are you doing?
Yeah. He really screwed himself that first year. He really did.
Yeah.
And they really should just move on from Daniel Jones and keep Daboll, probably.
I totally agree.
But most likely, they'll just get rid of both of them.
Yeah.
And, like, he'll just be back to being an OC somewhere. He might be, honestly, Brian.
Alabama?
Spicy take. Brian Daboll.
Alabama?
Offensive coordinator for the Houston Texans next year.
Oh, that would be interesting.
When Bobby Sloak is gone.
If I was firing my coach this offseason, I might just hire Brian Daboll. Because of what we said. So, wait, the reason you got fired is because you got stuck with a bad quarterback because you made him look good in year one?
Yeah.
That's a good problem to have.
He got fired for a good thing.
Yeah, he was too good in year one. He should have tanked year one, been like, give me a new guy. He should have been Sean McVay shanking Jared Goff. He should have done that to Daniel Jones, and he didn't.
At least Sean McVay got to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff, too.
Yes, that's true. That
so
is true.
That like, made sense. Daniel Jones, I never understood how it made sense. The man is athletic, but his most athletic moment ever, where he had a breakaway touchdown run, he tripped at like the 8 and fell on his face.
It looks like he got shot by
a
sniper. That's an incredible moment.
So I was doing a live stream after the Texans and Giants preseason game. And apparently there was this rumor that Daniel Jones and Kay Adams were dating. And Kay Adams actually addressed those on the Up and Adams show. And at first it seemed like, no way, nothing's going on here. And then at the very end, sort of like what I do with, hey, what's Paul's sexuality? Kay Adams pulled a, like, yeah, so my boyfriend, I'm hoping that the offensive line, like, can hold things together for her.
Mm.
So at least Daniel Jones is in the minds of some winning there.
I mean.
Even though that's probably not happening.
People do like the beard. They're very comp. No, they're saying it looks good.
It's a good. It's a good. He's a good looking guy.
He's got that going.
Hey, Jeff Bagwell. Easy. Jeff Bagwell's on the call for today's game, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We didn't play all of the fun Jeff Bagwell audio from yesterday's Astros game because that game was over right after it started. Jeff Bagwell has a bad habit. Jeff Bagwell is one of those guys who loves to say, sometimes these things happen. It happened many times in the first 3 minutes of yesterday's game. Here's Jeff Bagwell. Jeff Bagwell, color commentator and also member of the Astros Skull and Bone Society.
Yeah, he got something in the middle of the strike zone there, obviously. And sometimes when you miss, and you miss in the middle of the plate, those kind of things can happen.
So you hear that one time, you agree. But Bagwell, he couldn't stop saying, these kind of things can happen.
No, but this is baseball, you know, and things happen. And, you know, we just got to, you got to go and you got to grind. You don't have your best stuff every single time you go out there.
It was 10 seconds later.
That was 10 seconds later?
It was 10 seconds later.
Oh.
Yeah, you just couldn't stop. And then
you
things
can use
kept
it
happening.
Once and then use it later. You can't use it that fast.
He's not done, Joe. He's not done.
I mean, those things happen. You know, it's like, it's us like everybody was crazy. We lost, you know, on Monday. But, you know, sometimes you lose and sometimes you give up home runs. But the key part is you're giving up solo home runs. If you can do that, you're going to be fine.
Those things happen. Those things happen. He's got a crutch. He's got a crutch. And look, those things do happen, but those things were happening a lot. At a certain point, I don't know, in a 9-run inning, maybe stop saying, those things happen.
I get it. I get it because there's only so many things you can say when there's a 9 spot in the first inning, but you got to find a different way to say it. You got to find something.
It's just baseball? Does that work?
It's just baseball. That does. No, that I don't think that works. I don't
it's
think that's
the same
better.
Thing. But that is a way to vary it up. So there you go. It is Gallant and George. Joe George. I'm Paul Gallant. Sean Mapes behind the glass. Up next, a segment that we do entirely for ratings, and we'll start to make some more predictions. Who's winning the Super Bowl? Who's winning MVP? Who's winning Coach of the Year? First, let me tell you about my friends at MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. We just went through all of those. You go to MyBookie.ag, you enter promo code BET975. Take a look at those MVP odds. CJ Stroud is plus 1,000 to win MVP. Man, I wish I got in on that earlier. Especially after Sean talking about how he's going to lead the NFL in touchdown passes by 5 touchdowns. Those are pretty good odds, though, as far as actual MVP candidates. You want to get real spicy. Maybe Brock Purdy at plus 1725 is someone you're thinking about. Dak Prescott was close last year, plus 1875 for the Cowboys this season. You can also bet on Coach of the Year. Coach of the Year is one of those ones where what the guy did the year before, if he was terrible and he's good the next year, that's generally when you get the award. Who could end up winning that? Could it be Robert Saleh with the New York Jets? Plus 1925? Now, again, it's the Jets. Are you expecting things to go well? But of all the odds I see at mybookie.ag, those are the most fun ones for Coach of the Year and make the most sense because things were bad last year and all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers is healthy. How about that? You can also bet on who wins the Super Bowl. I'm telling you, Texans at plus 1,600. Those were very good odds. MyBookie.ag, you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Gone! Your home for the Sugar Land Space Cowboys is ESPN 92.5. Listen to every hit, pitch, and big play of the 2024 season right here on ESPN 92.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Man, Ludacris had some bangers back in the day. Ludacris, last night, I think at a Braves game.
Yeah.
In the costume that was, I guess, from this music video?
I forgot if it was this one. It might have been Get Back.
It was. I think it was Get Back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where he's got like the freakishly large,
yeah, the giant arms and the giant feet.
He threw out a first pitch with that, and honestly, it wasn't a bad first pitch.
No, there's been worse that people have used with their actual arms.
There have.
It would have been because it kind of just like he like palmed it.
Yeah, it's like balanced on the hand.
Yeah,
and he just kind of catapulted it over. Yeah, it was a great pitch, great moment. I wonder who came up with that. Who was like, yeah, we're gonna have Ludacris throw out the first pitch of a baseball game in 2024. By the way, Mr. Ludacris, do you still have those giant arms from the Get Back video?
I think that's his idea.
You
think?
Okay.
I'm gonna guess. I feel like that's his idea.
So his PR tells Braves PR, like, yes, Mr. Bridges was actually thinking about doing something a little different.
Oh, I love that. I also love this. So something's coming to Sugarland very soon. I follow this account on Instagram named Eric Sim. He is a JUCO baseballer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've seen him hitting off of guys like Trevor Bauer, among other major leaguers before. It's an interesting follow. He is going to be in a home run derby October 5th in Sugarland with two other guys. Can you guess who the two other guys are? They will make sense as soon as you guess them. One of them is a former major leaguer, a disgraced one. The other is another former athlete, one of the best of his sport ever, also disgraced. Exactly the kind of people that you would think would be looking for a little bag these days.
Canseco?
Got it?
Wow.
Ding, 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 ding. Good job, Joe. Can you get the other one? I'm telling you, it's not that hard. Just think about who's like the most disgraced athlete in all of sports. Right now, today, September 5th, 2024.
R.I.P. O.J. Simpson.
Hasn't killed anybody.
Okay.
Can I guess sport?
Football.
Disgrace.
Recent player.
Antonio Brown.
Boom! October 5th, home run derby. This is awesome. Constellation Field. With Antonio Brown, Jose Canseco, and this Eric Sim guy on Instagram who's got like 500,000 followers.
I think that's we have great. To go to that.
I kind of want to go too.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's at Constellation Field, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can get Antonio Brown in studio probably. Or Canseco.
Let's record that interview.
I would be.
Might have to do some edits.
I would love to have. No, it has to be live.
Let's get the groundwork going on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get the
We'll deal
turning.
With the consequences.
Right. Okay. Right.
It's Antonio Brown.
Okay.
Anyway.
Astros lost.
They lost. They have not beaten the Cincinnati Reds since 2016. They lose 1-0 since he sweeps them.
Hey, things have been going pretty well all these years losing to the Reds.
That's a good point.
You don't want to complain.
You don't want to break the streak.
Yeah, it's like not mentioning a no-hitter, you know?
As long as you're losing to the Reds, you're a good baseball team.
We still got a shot.
Yeah.
We do this segment once a week. Yes, we're doing it for the ratings. I picked them to win the NFC East this year. Let's play with the Dallas Cowboys.
I want me some glory help.
Scott, he starts to come, and then he pulls out.
How about them Cowboys?
We got some fun stories coming out of Big D. Where do we want to start? Jerry Jones? Dak Prescott? Mike McCarthy? Or Mike Zimmer?
Let's start with the most boring one, I'm guessing. Zimmer.
Oh.
No.
It wasn't.
No?
I want Zimmer because I feel like we haven't heard from him.
Mike Zimmer, when asked about his time in Minnesota and asked about when he had been fired for the first time, they asked me if I wanted to address the team, said Zimmer at a Cowboys press conference. Hell no. They got me fired. I didn't know I was supposed to go to HR and sign out or whatever. No one told me. I just got all my stuff, got in the truck, and left. I can tell you I've not watched one Minnesota game since. Incredible.
They got me fired. That's great.
I don't talk to them. They got me fired.
You're right.
What am I going to say?
It's so true. So, yeah.
I thought it was going to be Kellen Mond. Luckily, Kellen Mond escaped that quote without
catching a stray. He escaped that quote, but he did catch a stray a little bit later because he was talking about the 4 third-round picks that Rick Spielman drafted. I guess Rick Spielman actually reached out to Zimmer to apologize, I guess, with how things went down. And Mike Zimmer says he hasn't responded to him either.
That, I feel like, from what I know, and I have never met either of these men, from what I know about both from Spielman and Zimmer, makes 100% sense. That is exactly how I expected that to go.
All right.
Oh gosh, he's terrible at his job.
Who?
Rick Spielman.
Yeah, it wasn't a good
one. I'm looking at his who they drafted.
They've had some rough drafts.
Yes.
I mean, he did get Justin Jefferson, but
the next best player that he drafted was Teddy Bridgewater.
I'm wondering, was he around to draft Stephon Diggs in the fifth round, or was that a previous general manager?
He would have been there.
Okay.
Diggs.
Yeah, I think Diggs was 14 or 15.
Yeah, it's just his first-round picks are a disaster.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to hear from Jerry Jones, or do you want to hear from Dak Prescott? Who do you want to hear from?
Let's go Dak.
Dak Prescott was asked about a very vocal Jerry Jones this offseason. He's, of course, said, like, I see no urgency to re-sign CeeDee Lamb. Quote, I stopped listening to things Jerry Jones says to the media a long time ago. It doesn't really hold weight with me. End quote.
Okay.
It's so dramatic. I love it.
I know. There has to be a better way to answer. I'm glad he didn't choose the more diplomatic way.
Yeah, I just don't know why you want to you choose to answer it that way. I don't really mean,
because you have 1 year left on your contract.
I guess, yeah.
Hey, in January he might not be my boss.
That's true. Do you guys think he'll be there next year, Dak?
It's a great question.
More of a coin flip.
I don't think so.
I lean no.
I don't think so. I feel like it's gotten to the point where he feels he's owed a long term extension. And they might have a mutual parting of ways. But I do think the Cowboys will win the East this year, even though all of these stories make the vibe seem pretty bad.
Like what we talked about with Kyle Tucker earlier, with, has this maybe put a little bit of strain on the relationship? Dak Prescott and the Cowboys are in another stratosphere. That's like if Kyle Tucker was like, I don't listen to what Dana Brown says. Like, I've learned to just not listen to Dana Brown.
He might as well.
That'd be crazy.
Dana Brown doesn't know what he's talking about half the time. So,
but for Kyle Tucker to say that would have been crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the Jerry Jones story.
We really saved dessert for last.
Oh my gosh. Jerry Jones was asked about being general manager for the organization going forward. Quote, there's nobody that can effing come in here and get this sheet done like me. He wasn't talking about the things that you put on your bed.
I mean, he ain't wrong. It's Jerry Jones. What Jerry Jones says, Jerry Jones does.
I don't know how much control he actually has.
I
feel like Stephen Jones does a lot of it. And also, I think Stephen Jones has done a pretty good job. Micah Parsons was a hell of a pick. But
I do wonder, like, if it's like they have like this like agreement where it's like, it's like, Dad, you're going to be the face of everything. Like, you're going to talk. You can say whatever you want.
Probably.
But, like, I'm the one calling the shots. Like, he is the one that stopped them from taking Johnny Manziel. Mm-hmm.
Put him in a headlock to keep him from getting. I don't know if he actually put him in a headlock. But he definitely was ready to write Johnny Manziel's name on a card. Yeah. I think Stephen Jones, another guy in that kind of Cowboys brain trust is Will McClay. Mm-hmm. I know he gets a lot because he does a lot of the draft scouting stuff, which, say what you want about the Cowboys, they can draft. They can draft super well. The biggest problem is that they have all these guys they need to pay all at the same time.
Yeah, they've done a very good job building that roster. This might be the last ride, but I think they're going to win the division this year, even with all of those quotes and all that drama.
Plenty of room on the Washington Commanders'
on the wagon.
Yeah,
there's an eagle. Invite him in.
There's not any snarky comments. They did just have to fire a vice president recently, but that's not on the field.
Yeah, I think it's separate now.
There's an Eagles fan who got very mad at us on the text line for not picking the Eagles. Dude, they lost six games in a row to end the year, and then they lost the playoff game.
Joe picked them.
I picked them.
That's true. He did pick them.
There you go.
But as we discussed with the text line last week,
get the cheese whiz out of your ears. And
it's like the text line is like they only address the person who reads them the most. So like it seems like the anger for the most part only comes towards you. But then when you were out, it's like it flips.
You go mad?
Not mad, but like just like
everything was directed at Joe.
Only say Joe. They wouldn't say Sean. It's like I'm like he's right here.
I'm fine with that.
Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He's Joe George. Get mad at him. Paul Gallant, Sean Mapes is behind the glass. Get mad at him. Don't get mad at me. I might seem like I have thick skin. I don't. And Joe George, this is your flu game, bro. Toughen it out with the two.
We're here. We're grinding.
Keep grinding. But not the teeth.
Yeah, let's avoid that at all costs. That'll just make things worse right now.
One last segment. We're going to pick who wins the Super Bowl. We're going to pick who wins MVP, Coach of the Year. And our official Houston Texans predictions before we get out of here. And the season kicks off tonight. Don't go anywhere. It's ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to Gallant and George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Last chance to dance, Gallant and George. We are here. We are here.
Our ears work still.
For those who don't know, we have, I guess it's storming outside. We can't see in here. It's a bit of a cave. But I guess the power went on and off like, for just a moment, three times in 5 minutes. And every time it does this, if we have our headphones in, we get a little zing. Yeah, we get a little zing.
Yeah.
Woo!
This is,
we're still on the air.
We are.
We're still on the air.
It's a newfound thing that I just don't quite understand.
I don't understand this building at all.
Why my ears keep getting shocked.
Some days the air conditioning here has my nipples all pointy. Some days the air conditioning here doesn't exist and I'm swassing all over this chair. Some days here we lose. I don't know what's going on. Did my mic just go off? I am back on.
Okay.
Is this poltergeist? What is happening? I'd swear right now, but I'm not sure if that we'd be able to mute the swear.
Yeah.
The FCC.
Let's make some predictions.
Okay, let's make some predictions. Prediction time. Prediction time. Who's winning MVP this year, Joe?
I'm gonna just take out a knife and just stab myself right in the heart here. And just give it to Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
I'm doing it.
Oh.
Aaron Rodgers.
I thought you were going to have some fun here and pull a Caleb.
No, that's next year. Oh.
There we go. Williams, for what it's worth, mybookie.ag, plus 5,000.
Wow. That's not bad, actually.
I'm looking
at Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Okay. I mean, that's good. That's plus 1825. Dak was so close last year. I want to give it to C.J. Stroud. He's plus 1,000. Jordan Love is a fun one at plus 1425. Brock Purdy, also a fun one at plus 1725. I feel like they'll never give it to Purdy.
I don't think so either.
They'll always credit his supporting cast.
It's so good.
So really, what I do when I pick something like this, I'm going to pick the longer odds. I'm going to pick Jordan Love to win MVP. Over Stroud,
okay.
But I think Stroud's more likely to win MVP, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. The only reason why I would, even with Jordan Love, is if I was to say which one's going to be most likely to be the one seed in their conference, I would say Love.
Okay.
Just because of how tough the AFC is.
Right. Yeah,
that kind of gives Love a little bit. So I like Love.
Okay.
There.
Sean, who's winning NFL MVP this year? I'll give you the odds.
Yes, please do.
The number one is plus 480, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Josh Allen plus 840. Joe Burrow plus 930. Stroud plus 1,000. Jalen Hurts plus 1,250. Love plus 1,425. Lamar Jackson plus 1,650. Brock Purdy plus 1725 and Aaron Rodgers, who Joe just picked, plus 1825. Dak Prescott plus 1875. And then it's Jared Goff.
Okay. Who okay. You can yeah. you can cut it off. no thanks on Goff. Talk about guys who cannot win it. I really like Love at those odds. To be logically consistent with my spicy take, which I don't think I really have to do, but if you didn't take Jordan Love, I'd probably take Jordan Love. But in order to have a different person.
Do it.
I'm taking CJ Stroud.
I want you to do it.
All right.
Do it. Do it.
I want you to do it. I want you to do it. Hit me. I want you to hit me.
Hit me. Hit me.
Okay. Coach of the year. I talked about this in the break, and Joe, to go with where you're going with Aaron Rodgers, I think Saleh's got the best odds, and the Jets sucked last year, and now they got Aaron Rodgers back, and it almost always is. Like, oh, is your team better than the year? Is it better than it was the year before? Like, it's not even who's the best coach. And I feel like who has the best chance of improving from last year to this year of all the guys who are at the top? I mean, Jim Harbaugh is the favorite at plus 860, but I think that Robert Saleh is a fun player here. So I'm going to take Robert Saleh.
Okay. I'm gonna go DeMeco here.
Yeah.
DeMeco's plus 1375. He's sixth in terms of odds. He's tied with Shane Steichen. He should have won it last year.
Yeah, but do you think they'll give it to him this year because he was so close to winning it last year? He was runner-up.
I don't know. But I
almost feel like that works against him, which is stupid. But I don't know that they're going to have a better record. If they have the best record in the AFC, I think he could get it. But I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I think they have to get to 12 wins to do it. But I'd still put him in that category. But okay. So I'll go DeMeco.
Okay. Sean Mapes, Coach of the Year.
Give me Joe's guy, Matt Eberflus.
Flus?
Give plus 910.
That's the most... This is how the award always works kind of pick where, yes, everything changed around the team. The team got so much more talent, but they also, at the end of the day, are going to go from 7 to 9, 10 wins, make a playoffs. I think that as a way to kind of give the Bears something that isn't Caleb Williams probably winning Rookie of the Year. I guess if I also want to be logically consistent, Dan Quinn, but no thanks.
Because you picked him to win the division.
Yeah, but I actually don't think we have to be logically consistent with our spiciest takes.
That's true. No, you don't have to be. I saw one that said, I saw a different website. It's just an article, so I don't know where they got these odds from. They had Eberflus as the second favorites to get fired.
Oh, wow.
So you've got him to be the second favorite to be coach of the year and to be fired.
I don't know if they'd
never
fire.
Never seen anything like that.
I don't think they'd fire a head coach in the middle of the year to... with a rookie quarterback.
Probably not.
You know what? It's funny.
Seems like a bad idea.
Just like I would take Saleh for coach of the year because of the odds, not because of logic, I would also take Saleh to be the first one fired. Hell yeah. I'm riding that fence, baby. Okay. So those are our predictions for
Super
MVP,
Bowl?
Coach of the year, Super Bowl. Who you got?
I am... Where am I going here with Super Bowl? I wrote these down, Paul. No, I can't find them.
Hit me, hit me, hit me. I want you to do it. I want you to do it.
I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Third straight. I'm sorry, Paul. But they're going to beat the Rams. I'm going to go on with the Rams.
Chiefs-Rams.
Chiefs-Rams, Super Bowl.
It used to be the Battle of Missouri.
Yep.
Okay. Chiefs are plus 540. They are the favorites to win the Super Bowl. I also think the Chiefs are going to make it. I also think the Chiefs are going to win it. Who will face them in the NFC? I think we got a Chiefs-Packers Super Bowl.
I like that. Because see, I wanted to pick the Lions, but every single podcast or thing I've listened to, everyone's picking the Lions. And I'm like, I can't do it. Too many people are in on Detroit.
I think there's going to be a hangover from the way that they lost last year. Not to say that they're going to be bad. I just think that you had 24-7 lead on the 49ers, and you blew it.
Mm-hmm.
I get like Dan Campbell, he's a man, all that stuff, but I don't know how you get over that. You're up 24-7.
Yeah, it's stuff like that's hard to come back from. So,
Sean Mapes, who's winning the Super Bowl this year? Are we going to go 3 for 3 Kansas City Chiefs?
I mean, I won't pick the Chiefs just because of that.
Hell yeah, Zaggin.
Also, who cares if I'm wrong? Give me the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh.
With Jordan Love.
Plus 1725.
Yes, with Jordan Love. Getting hot at the right time. Like I said, I kind of previewed this when I said I really think that there's a kind of a big three in the NFC and then kind of the rest. And Packers are one of them. Like Joe, a little scared off by the Lions. and how much love they're getting. And something that's a theme throughout all these picks is, at the end of the day, I have to go. Detroit Lions are going to win the Super Bowl. Not quite there yet. Give me the Packers over the Chiefs.
Not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast, my friend.
Make me vomit.
Why?
The Packers winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. They just got a great young quarterback.
I know, but I can't work with Joel if that happens. Like,
You don't have a show with him anymore.
But I know, but like crossover. I can't even see him every day.
Just duck out.
I'm gonna just like
he's gonna wear the merch.
I'm gonna bring a hood, just like cover my face.
Yeah. They win the divisional round over the 9-win Bears.
They play week 18.
Oh.
Knock them out of the playoffs. Oof.
All right. Texans time.
10 wins. They get to the AFC Championship game and lose to the Chiefs.
Same thing that I told Sam when we did our little video. 11 wins and the Houston Texans special losing the divisional round.
Oh.
Boo.
I got 11 wins and losing to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Texans
swarm until the divisional.
Hey.
And on that note, a real quick garbage time to get us.
I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
To the beginning of the NFL season, Joe, your Cubs pulled a pitcher from a no-hitter after 7 innings.
Lame, soft. But they got a no-hitter. That's cool.
They got a combined no-hitter still.
Yeah, it's still cool, but it's still soft.
What, are they trying to be the Astros here? That's our brand. Combined no-hitters. Combined no-hitters count.
They do. But should they have a different name? Recognize them differently.
They do. It's combined no-hitters.
Combined no-hitters enough.
All right. That's fine.
Travis Kelce is going to be on an FX TV show. It's called Grotesquerie, a Ryan Murphy-created series. He's going to be in it. Niecy Nash Betts is investigating a bloody crime spree, and Kelce provides the intro for the official trailer, which promises a couple of familiar faces.
Taylor Swift.
I wonder. I think he's going to get killed.
Oh, episode one?
I think he's going to get killed episode one.
First 5 minutes.
I think so.
Yeah, he's definitely like a truck driver who gets, I assume, murdered by a serial killer.
On the lighter note, there's a movie where Taylor Swift gets run over by a car. Have you ever seen it? Not kidding. She gets shoved out into traffic.
Seen the clip, and I always assumed that it was like either AI or deepfake.
No, it's real. It's real. It's like a cameo role. I forget. But trust me, it happens. I've seen it so many times on social media.
It's like an old time. It's like a period piece. I know that. It's an old-timey car that gets her.
And on that chipper and happy note, thanks, Astros. Lost 1-0 to the Reds. Got swept. They haven't beat them since 2016. It's time for the Killer Bees. Big thanks to our texters, our Twitchers, our YouTubers, Sean Mapes, Joe George. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long. Farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful Thursday. It's Joel and Jer Bear next. Peace.
Oh.
ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.